He spoke to Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network on day one of free agency when the Eagles agreed to terms very quickly with safety Malcolm Jenkins. Now things have accelerated here in free agency, so we bring Baldy back in to discuss the very latest about the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian, Eagles quite active in these first couple of days of free agency, aren't they?
They are, and they've been bargain hunting, and they've been doing their homework, Dave. And so if you just look at the past two recent Super Bowl champions, Baltimore Ravens 2 years ago, Seattle last year, both those teams were very active in free agency and found real bargains. You go back to Baltimore with how they found Bernard Pollard, who secured their secondary. It's a $1 million signing. He was a great fit in the secondary. If you look at Seattle last year, day two signings of Michael Bennett and, you know, Cliff Averill and a couple of other guys that really made a difference in that team. I think I'm not predicting Super Bowl champions here for the Eagles, but, you know, some of these guys, they don't make big splashes, yet they're going to be a factor in this football team next year.
Obviously, the main guy to talk about here is Darren Sproles, and I know you've watched him over the years. He is a very difficult player against which to match up. How do you envision Chip using him offensively?
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, he's been the third down specialist. If you watch New Orleans over the last 3 years with Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham, I mean, they were amongst the leaders on third down conversions and where they went to on third down. It was either Jimmy Graham down the seam or it was Sproles out of the backfield. But this is a very versatile chess piece. And I always go back to Chip Kelly's last game at Oregon, Dave, when they played Kansas State in the Fiesta Bowl. And I distinctly remember watching that game and studying the game and watching plays that I had never seen run before in football in that day. And I just think that with Darren Sproles, some of the imagination, some of the creativity, some of the ideas that Chip Kelly has as to how to diversify offense, how to utilize the spread formations, that Darren Sproles is probably the most perfect fit with everything else that they have right now.
Brian, when you look at the Eagles offense, one that led the league with explosive plus 20 plays last year, franchise record, points scored, led the league in rushing, and then you bring Jeremy Maclin into the mix, you bring Darren Sproles into the mix, it would seem that the depth in some of the personnel packages really tilts toward the Eagles' favor in a big way in year two with Chip Kelly here.
Well, I would agree, Dave. I mean, look, I mean, this spread offense, there's no secret to it. I mean, they want you to defend every blade of grass, horizontally, vertically. And they have those guys now that can stretch the field horizontally, that can stretch it vertically. There is an option on every play, whether to run or throw it, depending on what the defense is doing. I would say that with the draft still looming, 2 months away now, that the additions offensively are going to be pure speed. That's what I look for them to draft, because I think they can still get faster offensively.
Let's go to the defensive side of the football. Jenkins, we spoke about earlier in the week. Nolan Carroll had a nice season last year in a situational role with the Miami Dolphins, threw a few interceptions, a couple of sacks. Athletic guy, what do you make of him and where he would fit into the rotation here at cornerback?
Well, the Eagles have been on a 3-year run now to get bigger in the secondary. Seattle showed you what size can do, combined with great technique and great athletes, the Legion of Doom. But I just think that, you know, if you look at what they signed last year, and Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher and now Nate Carroll, they've gotten bigger at the corners. Now, they only had two corners that could play the outside last year. You know, you add Nolan Carroll into the mix now. Now they have three, you know, corners that can play the outside. Boykin is a slot defender. They're getting bigger on the outside. And that started all the way back with the, you know, unfortunate signing of Nnamdi Asamoah, but that they wanted to get bigger out there, and he gives them that. He's a young player with an upside that has had 26 starts. He's experienced. You need at least three corners and at least three safeties that can flat out play anywhere on the field. And right now they're getting closer to getting that.
Brian, do you have any insight on Brian Braman or Chris Maragos, both of whom come in, add some depth to the defense, but primarily you look at them as core players on special teams?
Well, I mean, if you just, you know, you always have to go and look at what happened in the Super Bowl. I mean, the difference in Seattle versus Denver this year was in their special teams and the depth in their special teams. And they made Denver go a long field all day long. And Maragos was a part of that. Raymond's going to be a part of that. Special teams, I mean, we saw Dave in summer camp. Nobody spent more time in special teams right. in this league than the Eagles did. They improved. Donnie Jones helped. Heck, he could have been the best defensive player the Eagles had last year. But now you need coverage. You need special teams demons that can go down there and secure that ball inside the 20 when it's brought out on kickoff and eliminate punt returns. And these guys help to do that. And they, when you sign core special team players in free agency like they have now, Dave, it just shows you the emphasis that they have on one third of the game that a lot of people talk about but only give lip service to.
So, Brian, where do the Eagles go from here? What needs do you still see for this roster?
I think they still need a safety, Dave. I think they still need a big-time safety. I think they need a corner, and I think they need a wide receiver with speed, and they need a guard. I mean, I think those, and a kicker. I think those are the five needs that they need. If they can find an edge rusher in there, I think that they will take one. But right now, the way that they filled a lot of needs of free agency, they can simply look there at 22 if they want to stay there and say, let's take the best player on our board. If they feel like there's a player that they really, really covet, they could move up. They have total flexibility when it comes to this draft right now with what they've done in free agency.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, as always, great job. We thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Bye,